Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 282 of the Complete Culture Podcast, or as I like to say, Complete Culture Cast. It's The Scope.
Complete Culture Catastrophe.
So far, that's how it is. It's only been 10 years of a catastrophe. Jared is here.
10.
Adam is 12. Here. I like to round down.
That's fine.
It's too much. We're way too old for the internet, Jared.
I hear you.
We've got too much content. Mm-hmm. Too much. But yet, we press on like the masters of the industry we are. Fantastic.
Masters of the industry. That's us.
We've got our third show in a row. It's exciting. Big show planned. And it's all going to revolve around Adam. Now, we have to be careful what we talk about because we've mentioned this in other episodes. Jared has noted this, that Adam has mentioned big life changes.
Yeah.
And we've been sitting on this news for a while. And so I want him to present it to us, what his big life change is. Jared, could we get a drum roll or something like that?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
That's fine.
There we go. Adam, your big life change is what?
Getting a dog.
And?
A doggy.
Come on, Adam.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody's got time for that. Are you getting a dog, by the way?
No, we're not getting a dog.
Okay.
We're having a little baby.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks.
We've known about
a human baby? As far as I know, it is a human baby.
Adam's very uncomfortable about this. I'm not going to make it uncomfortable, but I am a father. So if you
supposedly,
need...
I've never seen proof of this.
If you need someone, I've been doing it for like 13 years.
Would you say you're good at it?
I say I'm all right at it.
Oh, that's nice.
I say I'm all right.
I've got Isaac, so...
Okay.
Sorry.
You're probably... out of the woods on the worst parts, right? Or do you?
I think
the worst parts are still to come.
I think being a teenager is got its own set of special circumstances that could be troublesome. But it's exciting. So when are you expecting? When will there be a third?
It will have already occurred by the time this is airing.
We're that close. So
oh my god,
that's very exciting. But this is a perfect. I mean, this could not be any more perfect of timing.
Do you want to give out your home address so people can send gifts?
Yeah.
Yes.
He does, and we'll do that at the end of the show.
1600 Penn Avenue. No.
So, I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole hubbub of how it happened, because I think I have an idea of how it happened, but how are you feeling about
this? Little How's Your Father?
Yeah.
I mean, how am I feeling?
I mean, where is your excitement level with trepidation, with the state of the world? I mean, all that stuff. I mean, I'm sure that you and Manny have talked about this, and I don't even know how I would feel if I were young and sort of starting over like you.
Young.
well, it's relative.
We're gonna be very, we're going to be old parents.
Yep, that's good, though.
I don't know. Excited, yeah. You can only do like the same thing for so much before you're like, oh, I'm pretty bored.
Sure.
You know, you look over at your spouse and you're like,
Yeah.
Want to do anything different?
How much World of Warcraft can I play? When is the last time you played World of Warcraft?
There's a new expansion that came out in August. It didn't even cross my mind.
So you look at your spouse and you say, do you want to redelegate a large portion of our income to something else?
Right. Pretty much. I mean, you need someone to take care of you when you're old.
Absolutely.
Right? So
sorry, Jared. You're in trouble.
I'm going to be a ward of the state. Don't worry.
We're all going to be paying for you. You know, I don't feel like there was any like pressure or anything. It was just kind of like, it seems like, you know, like it took us a long time to get married.
Yep.
And this kind of just felt like a natural, like, maybe we're ready to do this.
So now. let me ask this, because I know that it was always bothersome to you when people would ask, were you going to get married? And then obviously once that happens, it's always, are you going to have kids?
I don't really think people... No, people didn't really.
Because I think you kick off a vibe that you don't even want. Like, don't even ask me about that stuff. That's how I look at it. But my question is, was it always a lock, or were you always on the same page that you were definitely going to have kids, or was it something that you...
Oh, Mandy and I?
Yeah. Or was it something that you kind of determined as you were together, like, yeah, maybe this is something we want to do?
I think for Mandy, she always wanted to. Mm-hmm. And then when we first met, I was like, I don't know. And then,
but that wasn't a deal breaker with her. Like, she would have been okay with you.
I think in the end,
I mean, you are a super catch, so
right. I think, you know, we were just honest with each other about it, and I can't speak for her, but I would guess in the end it probably would have been a deal breaker. But, you know, we resolved it like a long time ago.
It wasn't like you were coming into this as a hard no.
No.
Don't even, this is never going to be even a possibility in my brain.
Right. As long as I can always keep playing my video games and ignore this screaming thing.
Right. Exactly. You take care of that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm just going to go. I've got to bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
Fry it up in a pan.
I just want a cocktail and my paper when I get home.
Just also, waiting for me right there.
She needs to also bring home the bacon.
Oh.
Because we need to
double bacon.
Remain a dual household income.
Fair enough.
Or dual.
You absolutely have to.
I mean, you can aspire to be a dual household income.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I would kick her out.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Or she could kick me out if I wasn't. I feel like that's all fair. Yeah. So I think it was kind of always a thing. It was just the timing was problematic.
So let me ask this question, a follow-up to that.
Sure.
It may be way too early, but when people have kids, a lot of times...
Yes, I want them to be a doctor.
Fair enough. A lot of times, they always think in multiples. Or, you know, if we're going to have one, we really should have two. They got to keep each other company. Is that anything that's been discussed with you guys, or is it one and done?
I think two would be preferred, but we have extenuating circumstances.
Other issues, yeah.
That... may not make that possible.
That was a similar thing for us. Now having one, I'm very happy we only had one. But
sure.
I don't think that two was out of the question until we made it through one and we're like, we don't want to try to go through this again.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that. Mandy's parents always have a funny story where they said they wanted to have three. Mandy was the first. She was a great baby. Then they had Mandy's brother, Tyler, and they said, well, we're going to stop at two because Tyler was just...
Such a douchebag. Yeah.
He's a great guy now.
Right.
My understanding, as a child, very difficult. So, you know, sometimes you make your decision based on that sort of stuff.
So let me ask you, what excites you most? What are you most looking forward to? And what's the thing that... You are uneasy about.
I think ages 5 and up are what excites me the most.
So you're in for 5 years of pain. But
not pain. I just think that, you know, especially a baby is like, you're very boring, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've hung out and taken care of babies, like, with Mandy and everything, and it's just like...
It's like a trial run to see if it was worth it.
Yeah, sure. And it's not, if that's all you do, because it's just, you know, they don't have a personality. They don't do much. Whatever. I get that if they're yours. Stop comparing our watches.
I'm like, your watch is upside down compared to mine.
That's because I'm left-handed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'm like, that's weird.
I'm letting my heart out.
And mine's round.
Shane's just staring at my watch / penis, and I'm like, stop.
They are. My eyes do go in the same general direction. Anyway, sorry.
It's fine. So I mean, I'm joking about this, I'm sure. But it's like, you know, I feel like I was just a boring piece of shit until I was probably about 5 or 6 too. So,
well, your kid will be the greatest kid in the world because that's what you always think. And I will.
I don't know if I want them to be sarcastic or not. That's my biggest. I think as a kid, I was like funny without being sarcastic, and I'm not sure when that changed. So I think I'd rather they be like that. But I've met a sarcastic child, one of my coworkers' kids. Really funny,
right.
But also not my kids.
So. You have to. It's a very fine line because really sarcastic kids can be very douchey. So it's finding, you know, helping them navigate what that is.
Right.
And that's something we're sort of working through with Audrey right now. She's not incredibly sarcastic, but it's there. So it's, you know, it's just part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you'll have sarcasm with your child.
Yeah.
Just by proxy of who you are.
Yeah.
And one other thing to know is, like, you're not guaranteed a really bad 5 years at the front of it. You could have a kid that sleeps through the night at 6 weeks. Ours did.
My mom said I slept through the night.
So. How much research have you guys done?
all the stuff.
Read all the books. You've done that
people
stuff.
People do now. We watched a couple videos. We went to our classes. You know, we have a couple books at home that we look at every now and then.
Is the room all ready?
Sure, but the thing now is they say you should have your baby sleep in your room with you for the first 12 months. So the room is a waste.
Who says that?
The American Academy of Pediatrics.
We did that for, I think, 2 days.
Everyone does their own thing.
Yeah, we did.
Our current plan is to keep them in our room for 6 months minimum and up to 12 if we can.
I will tell you the reason why we changed. It was because every move that she made, you woke up.
Yeah.
Like you were never rested.
Right.
And we just came to the conclusion that if she wanted us, she would cry.
Yep.
And guess what? She barely cried, so it worked out.
I'm not
perfect. You will feel it out when you get there.
I'm not saying that you are a bad parent.
Yes.
But a neglectful one, definitely.
Well, that goes without saying.
Obviously.
Obviously. And Jared's totally tuned out right now.
I've opted out of parenthood, and I'm okay with that decision.
I'm declining phone calls left and right.
Great
people
grief.
Really want to talk to me. It is crazy. Well,
listening to this interview, and they're like, wow, I have questions.
We need to get in it. So what's the worst advice you've gotten? Somebody's told you something. You're like, we're not
doing
that. Kick the
kid out after 2 days, I think was.
So right here at this moment. That was not our plan. Just how it worked out.
I think that as a late 30-something guy,
yeah.
I don't really think people have been like offering me lots of advice. Or I'm just good at like not hearing
them.
I'm sure Mandy hears a lot more stuff. Because, yeah, she tells me stuff like all the time. Especially like, I don't really interact with like, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't really gotten any bad advice. Sure. It's just like, you know.
And you're sort of outside of that time when, you know, a lot of people have kids in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
At that age, people still think they know everything. And
how about don't
all
vaccinate?
Talking about it.
That's the bad advice.
That's terrible. You will be vaccinating?
Yeah. We're
very
we're
good.
Making the brave choice to follow what doctors
I
say.
I like that.
I don't recommend it.
Jared's out on that. Oh, that is hilarious. Well, I'm excited for you, and in honor of your upcoming baby, do you know?
No,
you don't.
That's a surprise.
You don't know for sure. Is it? Do you guys have?
You
any,
didn't have a big reveal.
You didn't have like a cake.
We're having the opposite of. We're having a gender unreveal party,
right?
Where we make them wear what's the thing that like you have to wear in the movies, like a dick sock, cock sock, something.
Sure,
this is what you do.
A doc cock sock.
Well, yeah. You have a party many years down the road when your child has decided how to represent themselves.
Yes, sex is fluid.
Yeah,
I like
bio sex is one thing. Gender is a fluid.
Or they're all fluid.
I mean, there's definitely more than one bio sex, even though people will say there's only men and women. No. There are other options too.
Jared's so very woke.
Starting around 14 or 15, we let them annually have a gender reveal party for their gender for that year.
Every year you
do that. Sure.
Why Boy, not? Talk about a liberal snowflake group if there ever was.
Who cares? But, I mean, let people live their lives.
I'm going to enforce
that.
They only,
don't turn this into that. This is Adam's party.
All right.
They should only sit with people that look like them at school, though. That's my big piece of wisdom I'll pass down to them.
Wow. I like it. Yeah. Fantastic.
So much for that. So much for progress.
Well, Adam, in honor of your big event, I have found an online quiz for new fathers that we're going to give to you after the break. It's very exciting. Guess what? It's not funny. It's very straightforward.
Is it like our usual quizzes where it's Jared and I competing against one another?
This is all you, baby.
This is all you.
How boring.
We could have you guys compete against each other. The guy who is never going to be a father, no offense, Jared, unless there's something going to change.
No.
Versus the guy that's just about
to. I mean, there's always opportunity for accidents, but let's say I'm not planning on it.
Okay, well, we'll think about that in the break if we want both people to participate. Let's take a quick break, speaking of which, and we'll be back with more of episode 282 and the end of Adam's life as he knows it.
Yay.
Right after this.
Hello, folks. As you heard, Adam is expecting, and that means he needs your help to keep this show afloat. Patreon.com/TheScopeShow is the way to do it. In lieu of any sort of baby gifts, he would like you to support the show for as little as a dollar an episode.
And baby gifts.
What
a guy.
Do the show support first. That's patreon.com/TheScopeShow for more information. We'll be right back.
hour of episode 282 of The Scope. It's the What's Your New Father IQ? And newsflash to Adam, we're going back to 1987.
With this music?
And the video game Outrun, because it sounds like something that you would hear there.
I searched for just generic TV game show theme, and this is what I got.
I like it a lot. Higher than a six?
Freeze.
All right. So I'm gonna put this out to you two. Do you both want to participate, or do we just want Adam to take this quiz?
I think we just put it on Adam.
We just put it on Adam. So, sure. Adam, I've got a number of questions here. These are all straight ahead new father IQ questions. I mean,
sure.
There's no tricks here.
Yeah.
And this is going to determine how good of a father you're going to be.
Right. I'm not allowed to be one if I fail.
Right. Right.
And so, you're going to tell me if you got it right or not, right?
We'll do it right away.
All right.
I mean, there's a number of different ways. I think we'll go through. We'll give you the question. You give me the answer, and I'll give you the correct answer.
All right.
And some information about it if you want. Like I said, straight ahead, nothing crazy. So, number one, Jared.
I'm ready.
How long should you let your newborn cry before responding? A, pick him up right away instead of letting him cry. 5 to 10 minutes? 10 to 15 minutes? Or until he stops?
Well, we learned that crying out of hunger is a sign that it's already been too late. You should have fed them already.
Oh.
Because there's cues. But... in any case, I'll say C.
C, 10 to 15 minutes. The correct answer is A.
Right away? Whatever.
Pick him up right away instead of letting him cry. I'll give you some information. When a newborn cries, the best thing to do is tune in and respond immediately. New babies crave the comfort of your arms. Don't worry. You can't spoil a new baby.
I honestly wasn't listening. I was watching X-Wing. Is that a bad sign?
Yes. But you can teach him a lot about feeling secure, Adam. Mm-hmm. Of course, if your child is just whimpering or grunting, you might want to wait and see if he's just a little restless.
Moaning and grunting.
He may be able to settle down by himself. And
the right answer here is whatever Mandy says. Yeah. Though.
I've heard actually until he stops too. So. What do you want?
I think
things are very, very fluid. Question number two. How many times a day does the average newborn eat? 3 meals a day, every 4 hours, 8 to 10 times, or on the hour, every hour?
8 to 10.
8 to 10 hours. That's C. Jared, the correct answer is C. The average newborn eats about 8 times a day, or every 2 to 3 hours. Some babies will eat more often than that, of course, while others may eat less.
Oh, so
whether your baby is breastfed or formula fed, be ready to serve round the clock.
Formula Fred, that's what my mom used to call me.
Formula Fred. I got to write that one down. Formula Fred. Thank you for catching that.
It's like Tom Party.
I know. What's the standard advice on how long after childbirth you should wait until you and your partner can make whoopee again?
Oh.
1 week, 6 weeks, 3 months, six months, or until the doctor gives the green light?
Okay, to get permission. Six weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah, that's B.
Yeah.
And the correct answer is 6 weeks. Some women will be ready right before others, like after childbirth. Let's get at it.
That's not true at all, because the placenta still has to come out.
Who cares? This is a new look America. Mm. But generally speaking, after a vaginal delivery, your partner's doctor or midwife will advise that she waits 6 weeks before having sex again to give her body time to rest and heal. Good job, Adam. So far, you're 2 out of 3.
Great.
You're very smart.
I'm
so
ready
far.
For this.
He knows all about the sex stuff.
He does. He's counting the days.
What's the number one never leave home without it item you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your 6-month-old?
Probably the kid.
Baby. Yeah.
The baby. Yeah.
Besides the baby, is it your cell phone, a burp cloth, the video camera, a diaper, or sand toys?
What a weird question.
Yeah.
This is like scientific.
Say them again.
Oh, he needs some help.
Stop.
Your cell phone, a burp cloth, the video camera, a diaper, or sand toys?
I guess a diaper.
D, a diaper? That's correct. Though you may
I'm going to tell him to hold
you
it.
You very well want the other items. You can't go far without a fresh diaper. Adam, you're batting 75%, and hopefully that percentage just keeps going up and up.
So do these answers correspond to the likelihood that his childhood will make it to adolescence?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a direct
correlation. Every one of them increases the odds.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's good. That and the vaccines.
Right.
Oh, okay, sure.
Be brave. When can you start reading to your baby, Adam?
Oh, okay.
Right away. It's never too soon. 4 to 6 months? when he can sit up on his own to fully pay attention.
He. It's all been he. I've been noticing this. I don't know if this is like a sign or what.
When he's at least a year old. And
girls should never be read to.
Girls never read to. But no. What about a boy baby?
A.
Right away, it's never too soon. That's a no-brainer, of course.
You don't want those ideas getting in there too early, though.
The more you speak to your baby from the very first day, the better. Studies have shown that language skills and even intelligence, which you're going to need some, are related to...
I or the baby?
Both.
Okay.
Are related to how many words... Just talk to Formula Fred. Are related to how many words an infant hears each day. It doesn't have to be a baby book either.
Whoa.
At this stage, reading a newspaper or your favorite book or 50 Shades of Grey, just as good.
Hmm.
Later, now it changes. Later, she'll demand her favorites, like 50 Shades of Grey. Adam, what sort of postpartum present would your partner turned mom probably appreciate the most? An outfit for the baby? A bouquet of flowers? Or a gift certificate to pamper herself with a facial, massage, or manicure and the time off to schedule it?
I don't understand. Like, did they ask Mandy? Like, her preferences?
This is universal.
She's going to come down.
Come on down, Mandy. Play that game show music.
So, I guess the thing with C is it means time away from the baby.
C. You're right. It is C. Consider this. She probably won't appreciate the 45th new baby outfit or a dozen flowers that are just one more thing that needs care. Cutting the stem. I like how they tell you. Like, cutting the stems, changing the water, and cleaning the vase. Nothing beats off. Nothing beats some off.
That is how we got here.
However, to give her a gift, a change of pace, and time for herself. What do you think about that?
Nothing beats off.
Jared will know this one.
Oh.
What do Graco, Peg Parego, and McLaren have in common?
I do. They're all race cars.
They were heroes in World War I. Oh. They make pasta and tomato sauce. They build sturdy strollers. They're wineries in the California Napa Valley. Boy, they could have... Napa Valley.
Formula Fred and Napa.
Okay.
It's good. Good time.
They make strollers.
Correct. Come on.
Come on.
They could have at least given other baby-related things.
They make bottles.
I should have changed that.
They make nipples.
Okay, this one is a tough one, Jared.
Hmm.
I wish you had some, like, background music.
Rubber Baby Bumper Bumble.
Can you dig up some of that, Jared?
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I always have this at the ready, so I can do a little, this one. Nope, that's not it. This? Yeah, here we go.
Hmm. Adam, now we've got a show. Finally, we've got a show.
Pressure's on.
I know.
Which one of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord? Rubbing alcohol? Nothing, it's best to leave it alone. Soap and water. Baby shampoo.
Hmm.
Honestly, it's his business. Let him do it. Just let the kid just find his way.
Let's see. This is like until it falls off on its own.
I mean, it's pretty gay to clean it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty gay. Very gay. Tobin's not cleaning that. PJ's not cleaning it.
I guess it's either soap and water or leave it alone.
Well, talk me through your process here a little bit.
Well...
it does fall off on its own, right? You're not yanking. Yeah. You're not trying to yank it off, right?
Right.
You're like, hey, come here, kid. You don't need that anymore.
Right. You tie it to a doorknob,
right? And it's like, or like you put it tied to a drone. You know, any way you take off a tooth.
Right. That's how I lost the last baby.
The baby's like flying over the Atlantic right now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was cut. That's right. There was a surgical procedure.
Which you will probably do.
Yeah, but it's...
When I did mine, I said, ooh, boy. That's what I said.
But it's like, you know, like the blood has drained by then. So, like, maybe it's not a worry of infection. So anyway, I'm going to say soap and water.
Soap and water, Jared. The correct answer is nothing. That's your baby when you're cleaning with soap and water.
I guess.
Doctors used to recommend cleaning with alcohol, so you're not even close. But now most say just to leave it alone. Leave that stump alone.
All right.
Keep it clean and dry until it falls off within a few weeks.
Hey, Adam, leave that stump alone. See, I'll remember now. Thank goodness we're doing this, guys. Or otherwise, kid would have...
That's a good one. This one should be a slam dunk for you, Adam. If you get this wrong... No baby for you.
Do not slam dunk your baby.
Everything's on the line now.
Which one of these words just doesn't belong?
Okay.
Sling.
Mm-hmm.
Exorcisor, Pixel, or Swaddle?
And Trebuchet.
Ah. Trebuchet.
We are an Apple household, so right. I will go with Pixel.
Of course. I'm going to read the description here for people that might be confused. While Pixel is a computer term, the rest of these words are all about baby. A sling is a type of baby carrier.
It is what now?
An Exorcisor is a stationary activity center for a baby to sit in. And those actually sort of became, like, it came into existence when Jared and I worked at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
You can sit in at starting at 6 months, by the way. And a swaddling is a way of wrapping a baby securely in a blanket.
Beautiful.
Adam, you've only got 2 wrong out of 9. Let's continue the pace here.
Hope so.
Where's the safest place in the car for your new baby to ride?
In the car seat.
On the hood. In the trunk.
Oh. Yes.
Attached to a tire. Or dragged from behind in a wagon.
Is it a radio flyer? They're the safest.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading it. That was the wrong. Those are the wrong.
What friend?
On someone's lap in the back seat. In an infant car seat facing forward in the front seat. In an infant car seat facing backward in the front seat. In an infant car seat facing backward in the back seat.
Oh, I thought they were even going to go into which side or, or middle.
30 inches from the left.
Right. It's that last one.
Correct.
Backwards, back seats. For how long?
Until your baby is at least 1 year old and weighs 20 pounds,
they say
the safest spot in an infant car seat is facing backward in the back seat.
They say 2 years old now.
Safety experts recommend keeping babies rear facing for as long as possible, even after they reach age 1 and weigh 20 pounds.
Yeah. Basically, keep them out of your business.
Right. What should you always bring your wife when she breastfeeds? Are you breastfeeding, by the way? Is that the plan?
Am I? Yes, I don't think I'll be able to.
Are you in your family? Will that be breastfeeding? Start with it and see how it goes?
We'll give it our best.
Give it our best. I like that attitude. What should you always bring your wife when she breastfeeds, Jared?
The baby.
A glass of water, a magazine.
A nice Merlot.
Her favorite beer, or the TV remote.
What was the second one?
A magazine.
Oh, it's A, because she needs to stay hydrated.
The correct answer is A. Women who breastfeed need lots of water as it takes extra fluid to produce breast milk.
Duh.
A glass of juice or milk is okay as well.
Okay.
Question 12.
But beer is not. Beer is, I guess...
Beer is not what they're saying. You know, maybe a good hoppy beer might help the child cultivate beer taste later.
There
but
you go.
What about a hoppy cheddar sauce?
Ooh.
This is a question that Adam's going to be really interested in, Jared.
Yeah.
At what age do most babies sleep through the night?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
music ran out. Bring it back.
The baby's sleeping.
A, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
B.
Oh, no.
Whoa, he's baby's awake up. Already.
Baby's up. Sorry. No sleep for you.
B, 3 months. C, 9 months. D, 2 years. Or if you're my boss, Tim, I think we're going on 4 years.
What? Wow. Through the night.
Three months. Adam says 3 months. Are you saying that in a hopeful way, like you hope it's 3 months?
Well, I think 3 weeks, you still need to wake them to feed them. They probably aren't big enough at that point. 9 months just seems too long. So, yeah, I guess I'm being hopeful. I could see it being 9 months also, but I'm going to go three. My mom says I slept through the night starting in 3 months, so I'll just say.
Well, the average age that babies sleep through the night...
I got it wrong.
...is 9 months. Right. When babies are able,
I was advanced.
When babies are able to sleep through the night, and when they actually do, are often two different things, however. Some as young as 2 or 3 months can snooze for 6 to 8 hours a stretch. Audrey was doing 9 hours at 6 weeks. Others won't sleep this long until their first birthday, but most babies, about 70% of them, do sleep through the night, meaning an 8 to 12-hour stretch by the time they hit 9 months, according to the National Sleep Foundation.
How do they know?
And doctors have said, if your baby is sleeping, you should never wake your baby up.
That's not what they say anymore.
That's what they say.
No.
Good grief.
If it's too young?
How did we even get to adulthood with all this conflicting information?
I don't know how we do it. This is going to be a tough one for you, Adam.
I'm still washing my umbilical cord with alcohol.
I know. It never fell off, Jared. Sexy. The baby
blues, I didn't leave that stump alone.
Yeah.
The baby blues refers to what? Songs women sing in the delivery room. Sadness and
moodiness. Who doesn't love a good 12-bar blues when you're giving
sadness
birth?
Sadness and moodiness that a woman may experience after giving birth. Or C, the color of all newborn babies' eyes.
B.
Wrong. It's the color of all newborn babies' eyes. That's they beautiful. All are born blue.
Wow. I would have got that one right.
No, it's B. Up to 80% of new moms
screwing me up here.
It is me.
So the baby blues, then, or more aptly titled, postpartum depression.
Yeah, we don't want to sugarcoat it. We don't want to bring people down. Up to 80% of new moms go through a period of unhappiness, weepiness, anxiety, and intense mood swings for the first few days. Or as Adam's case, just day-to-day life. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm still suffering from postpartum.
Or even weeks after giving birth. These so-called baby blues are probably linked to the drop in estrogen and progesterone after childbirth. What can you do to help her, Adam? Try to be attentive and loving and don't take it personally.
Okay.
If she feels this way for more than 2 or 3 weeks after the birth, she may have postpartum depression, which is serious and requires a doctor's care. Question 14. Your partner is so sleep deprived she can't see straight. You, A, call your mother, B, ask your mother-in-law to come visit, offer to take the 2 a.m. feeding, or hire a night nurse.
What? Do the whole thing over again.
Call your mother.
Yeah.
Hello
to your mother.
Say hello to your mother for me. Ask your mother-in-law to come visit. Offer to take the 2 a.m. feeding or hire a night nurse.
Do the 2 a.m. feeding.
That's what I picked when I did this quiz, and that's correct. But guess what?
What?
They're pretty much all correct.
Oh, okay.
You could do any of the above, but if you get involved, all three of you will benefit. Take the plunge, give your wife a break, and take the early morning shift as often as possible. But so that's really the best answer of the bunch. And question 15, guys, let's go over it. Out of 14, Adam has gotten 11 correct, so you're doing quite well.
This is the last one.
Not well enough, according to Mandy.
The state may let you keep the baby if you get this last question.
She's going
right.
to leave.
All right, last question. What is the safest position? I say, what is the safest position for babies to sleep in? A, on its tummy. B, on her side. C, on her back. D, in his car seat.
They call it tummy time for a reason.
Okay.
Not that one. On their back. Wait, newborn?
Babies. It just says baby, yeah. But we'll say
back.
Newborn.
Yeah.
The correct answer, well, let me read the little tidbit of information.
Sure.
Research has found that putting babies who sleep on their back significantly reduces the risk of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. So when you lay your little angel down, put him or her on her back. Quiz is wrapped up, Adam.
12 out of 15.
12 out of 15. Is that a passing score?
It's 80%.
80%. So that's a B minus. You did it, Adam. Thank you for taking.
That's my kid. Maybe B minus can be that name.
Yeah, B minus. We know
what's a good name.
We know what Adam's new father IQ is. It's 80.
It's good enough. That's passing.
That kid slightly above imbecile, which is 75.
Yeah.
Are there famous people that have taken this that we can compare? Like, how's Dax Shepard?
Dax Shepard, 106.
Oh man, I'll never be. Kristen Bell will never leave him for me.
Nope. You're not going to make it. There we go. What's your new father IQ test completed? My guess is we'll never take this quiz again on this show. So it's a one and done, baby.
That's all right.
Stick around for more Scope right after this. Under the Scope. We're going under the scope, and that means news. But it doesn't. It means under the scope. It means coming soon. Sheriff's like, I'm not ready. Adam's like, I don't have any stories. What am I going to do?
I've got more.
He's got more stories, everybody. Remember when we used to do the news every show?
Remember when I just brought a newspaper in to do the news?
Good old rip them in strips.
Yeah, just like that Banksy painting.
Mm-hmm. This is coming soon for October 21st. Through the 27th.
The week in which none of the stuff matters to Adam. Although it should. You should take some time out for one thing on this list.
One thing. The thing you'll talk about at the end? That might not happen for a while. Mm. Music. Lame. We've got. I previewed this last week. Not a lot. Ali X. Andrea Bocelli. Elisa. Hawken. Jesse J. Mark Vincent. Pentatonix,
they're like a
acapella group.
Acapella funk group.
And Robin has a new album out. So
a lot of talk about that album, though, I've heard.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Movies. We've got Johnny English Strikes Again.
Jared's favorite movie.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite Rowan Atkinson character? Yep, exactly. Jared, they're all terrible.
If we had this on video, Jared would just be looking at his watch. The one time during all three shows where that's appropriate.
I don't really have a character.
Weird.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean? I don't have a favorite.
Mr. Bean, sure. Hunter Killer, Surprisia, Suspiria, whatever, and Indivisible. Home
Suspiria?
Video. Suspiria. Yeah,
that's
nice.
The 70s remake of the weird like cult movie. Stars Dakota
Johnson.
Okay.
Home Video, The Americans, the complete final season, and Outlander.
Did you watch The Americans?
I watched the first season. I liked it and just never picked it back up.
Jared, we loved it, didn't we?
We loved that show. One of the greatest.
One of the best. Video games.
Hmm.
So last week, I mispronounced the pronunciation. That's the only thing you can mispronounce of Rapala? Rapala?
It's Rapala.
Rapala.
Yep.
Fishing Pro.
There's another one, like 2 weeks in a row?
This week, I won't mispronounce Bass Pro Shops The Strike Championship Edition.
Sorry. It's actually, so close. It was Bass.
It's actually Bass.
Yeah.
Bass Pro Shop.
Also,
Ballbusters. That's
same genre, kind of. Cabela's The Hunt Championship Edition.
It's Cabela's.
Cabela's.
Cabela's. Cabela's.
We've got Juiced Dance 2019, Nickelodeon Kart Racers, Paw Patrol On a Roll.
All this stuff will be your life. Just wait.
Project Hi-Rise Architects Edition, Chicken Range. Disaster. No, my child will never play video games.
You're going to know
Disaster Report.
All of these
plus.
PBS shows, all of these cartoons, Daniel Tiger.
Oh,
you're
hey,
gonna
I had
know
a question.
All this stuff.
We watched the Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Is Daniel Tiger from Mr. Rogers the Daniel Tiger from the PBS shows?
Yes,
now?
I think it's actually like his son or something.
Okay.
But yes, it is connected.
I feel like we learned something.
Yep.
Eve, Burst Error R.
What?
My Hero One's Justice. And Nero, Nothing Ever Remains. What's the O? Nero, Nothing Ever Remains.
Open.
Jared, what's an O word?
Ostentatious.
You're closer. Obscure. Nero, Nothing Ever Remains Obscure. A game coming out this week for the Nintendo Switch video game
More
system.
Shovelware.
That's all that I am allowed to read.
That is, Jared.
All right.
Hit a button that gives us some music and then
hit it or miss it. Hit of the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss of the week. Look out!
And Jared gets the big dog.
I know.
I got this week.
Very
the big
lucky.
Dog. Yeehaw, cowboy, right?
Yeah, whoop.
Yeah. You should have whip sounds for this whole thing.
Or as Chandler did, whoopash. Anyway. I got probably one of the biggest video game releases of the fall pre-holiday season.
Of the year.
Whatever. It's a big deal, and it's coming out for PS4 and Xbox One. That is the sequel to Red Dead Redemption. We're talking Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay. I didn't play the first one for whatever reason. I believe both of you did, right?
Oh, yeah,
you mean
great.
The second one?
No, the first one. I'm
the
talking about
the first
one.
One's called Red Dead Revolver.
Is it? No,
Jared.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
How about that one?
All right. So catch me up then. So there's a Red Dead Revolver and then a Red Dead Redemption.
Yep.
And now this is Red Dead. This is the third one.
So it was like
it's confusing.
Like Xbox or was it PlayStation 2 and then PlayStation 3 for the next one?
Yep.
And then okay. PlayStation 4.
Well, I meant the first Red Dead Redemption. How about that?
I
didn't play it. I have watched someone play it basically all the way through. So. That counts, right?
Yeah, sure.
I got the story. I got the basic gameplay mechanics.
You know more than me because I did not finish the first one. I didn't like Rockstar games. So.
You got an app for that now. Wow. Nice. So I'm very excited for this sequel. I would be playing on my PS4. I did briefly do I get a pro?
I was thinking the same thing.
Do I get a PS4 Pro to play this on? Wow. I mean, I'm sitting in front of a 4K television. That is my computer monitor and also my game station. Like I can handle a pro. To be determined.
Okay.
But I will definitely be getting this game. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Nice.
People are excited.
Get
for
it.
This.
Wrap it up.
Under the scope.
I didn't even talk about what the game is. It's a Wild West adventure.
Yeah. Give it up. You can hunt. You can fish. You can take on trains. You can rob banks. You can bathe.
You can shave.
You can shave.
You can not bathe and not shave.
You can play dominoes. You can play poker.
That's amazing.
You can play this game.
You can play
with the knife,
knife
the
around your fingers.
I'm excited.
You can be nice. You can be mean. You can be friends with horses.
It's just like real life.
Exactly. Jared,
I'm excited.
Take us to the bridge.
Well, if you're excited for anything this fall we didn't talk about that's coming up in the next 3 weeks, let us know. Comments at thescopeshow.com or call the voice Marion Lyon at 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. Or hit us up on the social media, Facebook, Twitter. Those links are on our website at thescopeshow.com. Micro Machines, you want to get them past? They're okay. They're blah, blah. I ran out of words.
Wow.
I ran out of words. Wow. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/thescopeshow. Pledge some money or don't pledge some money. It's your call. If you want to just make a one-time purchase and help us out, thescopeshow.com/Amazon. That's an affiliate link.
Buy all your baby stuff on Amazon through the Scope Show. Would you do that for us, Adam?
I did. Awesome. This doesn't come right back to you once you give me the next hosting bill anyway. So
it's like you're paying, but you're not. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's all.
One quick question I forgot to ask Adam.
Yeah.
Can we still count on you to do the Scope with us?
Someday.
Someday.
Someday, he says.
You want me to tell you that I'll be available in 4 weeks?
Sometime? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, generally speaking.
I think so.
Or is this the last hurrah?
I mean, I guess I didn't ask if I needed permission to do these sorts of things, so I assume not.
I think your wife will be a fine mother and be able to handle things
for a few
hours. I can
just say I'm going out for coffee and smokes. I'll be back in 3 hours.
Right. I like it.
Right.
Heavy emphasis on the smokes.
Whether you scope or you play some X-Wing, it doesn't really matter. It's your time.
Bring the baby with. We could have a baby here in the studio. That would be fun.
Yeah, that seems like a good fit.
Sure. We haven't had a guest in a while, so.
I know. We'll start him with one that can't talk.
Put that baby on mic.
Guest.
I could throw a microphone in its face. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we don't know. Maybe a little spit him.
Spit him.
I did learn that I need to bring a diaper when I go on.
Bring a diaper. That's the one thing you knew.
Formula Fred and a spit him.
Usually this is the part of the show where I thank Jared. I'm not going to thank Jared. I'm going to focus it all on Adam.
Do it. Adam earned it.
Adam, you've earned it.
Thanks.
We want to wish you the very best.
I appreciate
Good
it.
Good luck. I hope everything is better than you ever could imagine. I'm sure that this aspect of your life, in all seriousness, is going to be a very positive, exciting game changer for you.
If not, you just send me that Whip app and I'll be, There you go. That's all you need.
You can't see it, but she looks like he's masturbating to the Whip app.
Yeah. He's very poor masturbation. Like, who's got something this big?
And why does it spark?
Yeah, I know. It's
like, well, you know.
You're being a little rough.
It's a spectrum.
Death grip.
Thank God we completely ruined that moment. So let's wrap this thing up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back soon with more Scope, hopefully in 2018. So until then, bye for now. Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying adios. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.